Welcome to this special edition of Out of the Loop podcast, featuring students enrolled in the University of Texas at Tyler's first social work program class, slated to graduate in 2024. I'm your host, Jane Neal. Let's begin. My guest today is Alex White. Alex is 29 and has lived in Tyler for about a year. They are a senior student enrolled in the University of Texas at Tyler's social work program with plans to complete in spring of 2024 with UT Tyler's first social work program's graduating class. Alex is the president-elect of the university's social work club, designed to help engage social work students with their communities. Alex has a one-year-old Siberian husky named Aphrodite, who is their emotional support animal and their best friend. Alex, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So we want to talk about all things social work, but I want to always begin with grounding this in Tyler and East Texas. So tell us about your relationship to our region and to the school.
So I've lived in East Texas, like you said, for a year. But before this, I've lived in Tyler for 5 to 6 years. I spent a lot of time driving the back roads and everything. And as a class project, we went downtown and we helped. We did the point in time homeless count. And so that let me see a different side of Tyler that I've never seen. So I think as the years have gone by, I've become more and more aware of what's going on in Tyler and the areas surrounding.
Yes. Tell us what drew you to social work and the program at UT Tyler specifically.
So when I first started college, I was a history major and I made a B in history. So I decided that that major wasn't for me. I actually started back at Kilgore College, and Professor Tina Rushing actually talked to me about the social work major. And she's the one who convinced me that it's what I should be doing. And I learned more about it. And I learned that this program, that this career lines up really well in what for what I believe in. And so because I was core complete at Kilgore College, I had to find a university. And I wanted one that was close. I wanted one that was very well spoken about. And I know that the UT system is highly recommended. So I chose UT Tyler. And luckily, I enrolled and there was a social work program. And I had no idea that they didn't have one to begin with. And so now I get to be a part of that whole process.
Yes. Good timing.
Yes.
As you've been in class now for 2 semesters, share with us things you've seen in your community engagement in this region that have been especially meaningful or impactful for you.
So like I mentioned, the point in time, that was actually a class assignment that we had to go do. And it was the first time I'd ever done something like that because of my social anxiety and things like that wouldn't let me. And so I got to go out and experience helping people like face to face in a sense where we're gathering their information to make sure that Tyler knows how many people there are that need help so that they can provide adequate help. And so that was a really eye-opening experience just to see the different kinds of people that are experiencing homelessness. We met 2 that were only 19 and they were homeless and they had been homeless for years. So we had a guest speaker named Holly who came into our class and spoke with us, and she was a forensic social worker. And this was something that I didn't know existed, and so I had a ton of questions for her. And she explained that a forensic social worker are the ones who work in the mental hospitals and deal with clients who are trying to plead not guilty by reason of insanity. And so that social worker helps determine if that person is insane or if they are fit to stand trial. And that is something that really intrigues me because I love true crime. It's something that's always fascinated me since I was little. So being able to work in that field is something that really interests me.
Yeah, I never would have imagined that's the role of a social worker.
Yeah, I was told when I first started that if you get your master's in social work, you can rule the world because it's a very lateral field of work because there are so many different things that you can do. And it's one of the only degrees that allows that.
Right. When you're studying humans, the limits are that you are studying humans.
Exactly. So. One of the events that we did with the social work club was we partnered with the Alzheimer's Alliance here in Tyler, and we planted pinwheels with names on them for family members who suffered from Alzheimer's. And I was the first pinwheel that got planted for my great-grandfather who died because of his Alzheimer's. And so it was really meaningful for me to work with this organization and to be able to do that. And in fact, the photos of us and that event were in the news. And I thought that was really awesome, a great way to get the word out about us.
So now that you've had this foray into the community in East Texas and Tyler, organizations that are trying to make a difference, are there any that are particularly standouts to you where you say, gosh, that one has my name on it, that's where I want to see change?
Can I still talk about the one? I know that the hospice center here in Tyler, they worked through COVID. They have clients who come and actually stay at the center because they aren't able to stay in their home. And they need all the help that they can get. And we actually had a guest speaker from hospice come and speak to our class. And I think that was really interesting because when I think of hospice, all I think about are people dying. And that's not all it is all the time. And so her coming to talk to us about it was a great experience.
Now that you've seen some organizations that are working for change in East Texas, what needs do you see that really stand out as big gaps that you'd like to see closed?
The things that are in place for mental health here in Tyler are not the greatest, even in East Texas. There are tons of people, especially after COVID, who are suffering with severe depression and are isolating themselves in their homes because even though COVID's over, they don't know how to be around people anymore. And I think that we need more services, more help for those people. I also think that the LGBTQ community, they're not represented in Tyler very well. Help them. I know that we have PFLAG, which is amazing, but we could always use more.
Thank you. What is your hope as social work develops and expands in this region?
I hope that as social work develops and expands, that we can create the change that we need to see, that we can close the gap with the mental health resources, represent the LGBTQ community, help with the homeless population, provide more resources, especially ones that aren't faith-based, because for a lot of people, that causes a lot of problems. Some faith-based organizations and nonprofits will turn people away for certain things. I think you should do it just because you want to, not because of faith told you. I think if it's in your heart to help people, then you do it and you help people regardless of who they are and where they came from. And that's something that I'd really like to see in the East Texas area.
Do we have any examples of that kind of work happening right now?
So I volunteer at an organization called One Love in Longview, and it is one of the only non-faith-based organizations, nonprofits that help with the homeless population in the Longview, Kilgore area. And they actually just opened a thrift store called Twice Loved, which is right next to the organization. And all of the proceeds from that go to the nonprofit to help because they aren't funded by the government. They are funded by the people, by the donations, by the thrift store. And their goal is to help everyone, regardless of race, sexuality, gender, anything. And it's a really great organization. And I'm hoping that I get to do my internship there come spring semester.
Fantastic. Alex, is there anything that hasn't come up yet that you want to make sure gets on the air today? Anything important to you?
I just want to remind everyone who's listening that although the name is the Social Work Club, you don't have to be a social work major to be a part of the club, because our tagline, if you want to call it, is community and collaboration. So we want people from all majors to be able to join if they believe in helping and collaborating with their community.
Thank you. Alex White, it's been a joy to have you.
Thanks
for sharing with the Tyler Group.
Thank you. It's been a joy to be here.
You've been listening to a special episode of Out of the Loop Podcast.